Happy Christmas, nuts are we. Me and him and him and me. Radio 1 Insanity. Chris Moyles is Christmas. Loopy.
Hello, this is Chez.
And this is Dave. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year
to all the listeners of the Chris Moyles Show.
It's Christmas time again. Let's eat mince pies and feel all merry. We love this time of year because it's all crackers, halves and sherry. Rachel's done the baking, got mince pies large and small. Just don't ask us what they taste like because Chris will eat them all. The Chris Moyles Show. National Radio 1.
Good morning, everybody, and Happy Christmas!
Hooray! There you go, these lot are on the ball already this morning. You two and Christmas Baby Please Come Home before that was Slade. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas!
It's Christmas Day on Radio 1. It's great to be here. It's better to be in bed, I've got to be honest with you. But hello to you, and because it's such an early hour on Christmas Day morning, you might be on your way home, you might finish work at 7, you might be going home. You might be waking up because the kids got you up ages ago. Dominic, what time did you wake up this morning?
About 5 o'clock.
Right, so what are you doing right now?
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, but it's taped, obviously.
Yeah.
We're not really here.
What am I doing now?
Yeah.
I am probably trying to open another present with my son, who may want to just eat the paper.
Right. Does he do that?
He does do that, yeah.
He's got to be cheap to buy for this time of year, though.
He is very cheap, yeah. He's buying one load of paper that he eats.
I used to have that when I was at school. We used to get paper you could eat.
Yeah? Yeah. What? What paper you eat?
A special paper.
Oh, yeah, rice paper.
Rice paper, yeah.
Yeah, we should have gotten that, actually.
Good Lord, what a rocking start. So everybody's here. What?
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Bar Humbug Dave. It's one of your favourite times of the year, isn't it?
I love Christmas, yeah.
You hate Christmas, don't you?
Yeah. I think hate's a strong word.
Loathe?
Dislike. Intensely.
Okay, are you feeling festive now? You feeling festive?
On the whole grand scheme of things, yes.
Wow! There you
go. Moderately.
Go on, Dave, do you want to pull a cracker?
Hey, come on then.
There we go.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, wow. Rachel won!
Rachel's got it.
It's cracker time.
Oh, it's a handy bottle opener.
Wow! There you go.
Perfect for you, eh? Santa knew what you wanted.
It'd be better if it's a corkscrew.
Well, yeah, that's true. So we're here on Radio 1 for a couple of hours. We're in the studio now. And then coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, if you're on a long drive back to see your loved ones or friends or family, at 8 o'clock this morning, you'll be able to hear what happened the other week on Monday when we went to Cardiff to Charlotte Church's mother's pub, the Robin Hood pub in Cardiff. You'll be able to hear what happened when we went there. Charlotte sings, I sing. Charlotte and I sing. Charlotte and Dave and I sing.
It's a rocking afternoon.
It's brilliant. And there's hardly any Allard, which is great.
I was very busy
that
day.
Merry Christmas, Allard.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
So you come dressed as an elf today.
It's my finest look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Christmas, you see. I'm not like Dave.
No.
It's my best time of the year.
Isn't it really? It's so exciting.
I know.
Isn't it?
Right now, I'll be in the front room trying to open some presents, trying to get my sister out of bed so that she can open hers too.
Yeah. Does she share a bed? Times that hard at home, I think. Is it just one big... Is it like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory?
We can't...
It's all in the same bed.
We can't open presents until we're all there.
Sure.
So I have to drag her out, like, come on, I want to open my presents.
You'll be lucky if your sister's up before midday, to be honest.
Exactly.
She'll have her eye face in her bed this morning.
She really will. And she'll have her... she'll have a quilt around her as well, in a sort of defiant, I'm not really getting out of bed.
See, that's not getting into the Christmas spirit, is it? Having a big tog around your body.
A what?
Yeah, a big tog at Christmas.
Big togged quilt around your body.
Let's be honest, I quite fancy
a Christmas tog.
Anyway, so, shall we play a game, our first game of the day?
Yay!
Who would like to play?
Me.
And?
Me.
Okay, Dominic got in there first, so Dave and Dominic it is then. And this is Rachel's game, which is Beat the Christmas Intro.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm rubbish at this.
So, you need to shout out your name when you think you know what the track is. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you shout out. So, Dominic will shout out.
Dom.
And he also does that.
Dominic.
And Dave will shout out.
Dave.
There you go. Right. Are you ready?
Yep. Yes.
Best of luck to all our contestants. Here we go.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Paul McCartney. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I can't give you that. Yes, Dom.
Live Aid, Band Aid. Band-Aid.
Live Aid, Band-Aid, Band-Aid.
Dave.
No. Yes, Dave?
Paul McCartney and Wings, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
I can't give it to you. It's Sydney's Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, of course, about his friend Sydney Youngblood.
Who, oh, he did If Only I Could,
that's
didn't
right.
he?
So, close.
Yeah.
But, no cigar. Right, do you want another one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go for this one, okay? You ready?
Yep.
What Christmas song is this? Oh, this is so easy.
Oh, I should have played this.
You know, you and I would have played. We'd have had them in seconds.
Dom, is this something Chaz and Dave did?
No.
Oh, God. No. Sounds like Anna's little brother. Yeah, that's great, but what is it?
I'm trying to get to the chorus and work it out. Welcome
to my Christmas. Dave! Yes, Dave!
Elton John.
Yes, and
Step into Christmas.
Step into Christmas. It's a point to Dave. Well done, Dave. All right, so, Dominic, you need to get the next one right for a chance of still staying in the game, all right?
Yes, brilliant.
Best of luck to you, but it is open to Dave and you. Here we go.
Dave. Dom.
Yes, Dom.
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, think again.
Snow is falling.
Yeah,
rain is snowing.
Say your name.
Rain is not
who
snowing.
Is it?
It's oh my God!
Having fun. I'll give you a clue. Imagine.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, bye.
Shaky.
Merry full title, please.
Shaken Stevens.
Yes. Well done. There it is, Fide, Band-Aid, Merry, Love Is All Around, Wish It Could Be, Shaky, Thingy, Christmas Every Day, Stephen. Well done, Dominic, your knowledge of Christmas music is brilliant.
I knew it all along, of course, silly.
Of course you did.
I thought it was tough, that game.
It was.
Happy Christmas, everybody, and Merry Christmas to you, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're still in bed. Maybe your kids got you out of bed early. Maybe you've gone back to bed. Maybe you're like Carrie, you're trying to work out whose bed you're in. Mm. It doesn't matter.
I'm not doing that.
All right.
I'm in Scotland.
Are you in Scotland now?
I'm in Scotland now, yes.
In a castle with
my
Lord.
Niece and nephew, yes.
Oh, very nice. Do you own Scotland?
I own Scotland,
wow,
yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
We have a castle that overlooks all of Scotland.
Okay. Dave, what are you doing right now? Obviously, this is a pre-recorded show. What are you doing right now as we speak?
As we speak.
Quarter past 7 in the morning on Christmas Day.
I will be fast asleep.
Really?
Waiting for Santa to arrive.
Do you know who else will be fast asleep right now?
Who?
Many of the friends of this show, which is why we're going to ring one of them and give them a bing ring, right?
Really?
So we're going to ring a famous person and call them up now. Are you ready?
Yep.
Put it through. Here we go. Okay. The chances are this person will be asleep. I reckon they don't answer, but yeah, I'm reckoning they won't answer. I reckon even more so they were. Oh,
come on. Hi, can't take your call right now, but leave a message. Thanks, bye.
If you want to re-record your message, press 1 at any time.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Hello, Davina McCall. It's Ben Crosby speaking. Sorry it's an early phone call. Just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you and all your family. By the way, I'm dead now.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, eyes made out of coal.
I love it.
Frosty the Snowman.
There you go.
Davina just got bung ringed.
She did. By Dead Bing.
Made of snow, but the children know.
Is it actually? Can you just double check? You know, he's probably on tour
think,
at the moment.
No, I think he is. Sadly, he passed away.
Let's have a moment for Bing Crosby. Okay, there you do. Right, so that was Davina. We have a whole list of celebrity phone numbers here. I reckon none of them will answer. That's my reckoning. Dominic, what are you doing?
I'm gonna scratch.
I tell you what.
I'm having a Christmas itch.
Yeah, I thought you were reaching around to give me a present.
No, yeah. No.
Right, okay.
Shall we make a list of our best celebrity numbers and just ring them all?
All right, okay. Well, yeah. Let's do that then. What, now?
Yeah, if you want to.
Okay.
I have one for you.
Let me go through some names. Okay.
I love this game.
Aled. No, he's here, obviously. Andy Parfitt, the boss of Radio 1. Let's get down a few, actually. Dermot O'Leary.
He'd be good.
Mm. He's not going to answer the phone.
Not to you, he's not.
Dale Winton. They're next to each other, by the way. Dale comes first.
Try that one.
Which one?
That one.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Can we try it later?
If you want to.
Yeah, I'll try it later. Just because.
Just because?
Just because. Because I don't trust you.
Why?
Well, because you've got that look in your eye.
I wouldn't try and stiff you.
Happy Christmas.
We're back to Dale Winton again. Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas Day, Radio 1. Christmas songs all morning. This is great from Robbie Williams. I always think Robbie is probably a bit embarrassed about his early stuff, but I like that track.
That's his one Christmas offering, though, isn't it, that one?
Walk the Sleigh, Robbie Williams.
97, I think that was.
Right, so winner, really, of the Christmas Beat the Intro from round one was Dave. It has to be said, Dominic.
Yeah.
So, Aled gets to now come in as the new contender.
Oh, no, not me.
Yes,
you. No, I'm terrible at this.
No.
Really bad.
You can't be worse than me, Aled.
Yes, should you,
I've got some new CDs if you want to play.
I've got some new CDs too.
Oh, have you?
Right, so, when you think you know what it is, you shout out your name. So, Dave, you'll shout out.
Dave.
And Aled, you'll shout out.
Aled.
Give it a bit of oomph, though, won't
I'm
you?
I'm not happy about this.
Aled will shout out.
Aled!
His arm needs so much twisting.
Oh, don't put me on the radio.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Aled.
Yes, Aled.
Cliff Richard.
And?
Christmas Time. Oh, a Lord's Prayer or a prayer of
disqualified.
Religion. Disqualified.
Mm. Prayer of religion.
I don't know. What did you kiss under?
Dave.
Oh, what did she get drunk on?
Aled.
Yes, Aled.
Eggnog.
Mistletoe.
What? And what is your
favourite? Mistletoe and wine.
Mistletoe and wine. Well done.
The child is a king.
There you go. Interesting. All right. So that was fair. Aled gets that one. Dave.
Yep.
You need to get the next one right.
Okay.
Otherwise, Aled has whooped your ass. Not for the first time. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Oh, yes!
Wow.
We're playing it later.
This is very, very exciting. Who will be the winner of this round, of round two? Will it be Aled or will it be Dave?
Hello.
Okay, all right, here we go. Are you going to guess artist and title, please? All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Aled.
Yes, Aled?
Aled Jones, Walking in the Air.
Yes! Well done!
Well done, Aled.
Only because I have nightmares of that start.
Here we go. Oh. Aled Jones, listen to Aled Jones.
And soon to be colleague.
Colleague Jones? Do you want to change his name?
All right.
What's he going to do on Radio 2?
Give out my email address.
No, what? Oh, God.
Sorry.
Can I say,
sorry.
On this goodwill to all men and Aled Jones, right, Christmas Day, our Aled is absolutely serious about this. The other Aled Jones who sang Walking in the Air, is coming to Radio 2. He's going to join the BBC, work for Radio 2. And our Aled is worried that the other Aled is going to nick his email address.
I'm not worried. I know it's going to happen, and I don't know how to defend my email
But it's not
address.
Even a joke. He's deadly serious about this.
How can you bring out this venom on Christmas
years
Day?
I've worked at the BBC, and I've defended that email address, and I'm about to lose it.
Aled.
But Merry Christmas, Aled.
Who said you're about to lose it? By the way, the only person who's even had this conversation is you with yourself.
<I know. laughs> For about 2 months.
Aled, to brighten you up, pull that for us.
Oh,
will
brilliant.
You?
Go.
Oh, it's another cracker moment on Radio 1.
Can I wear the hat?
No, it's mine.
Well, it fell out on my side.
Give it
here. You've got the present.
Now.
Was there a present in it?
Yes, I have a, what's that, a pendant, would you say?
Yeah, it looks like
it's nice
like
pendant.
What's the end of a necklace without the
brooch.
Chain?
Brooch.
No, it's not a brooch.
Isn't
no,
it?
It's a pendant.
Pendant.
Pendant, yeah. And what does it say on it? What does the pendant say? This is great radio, by the way.
It,
this
it
is
doesn't. It.
I love the fact Dave goes mute on the air.
Well,
what does it say?
I haven't got it in my hand, have I?
Anybody who's got it in their hand,
picture
read out the
tree.
Damn thing! What does it say?
It's a tree.
Picture of a tree.
It's got no words, it's a tree.
What's that all?
It's a Christmas tree.
It looks like a beaver next to
it. It's like a family on Christmas morning arguing, isn't that lovely?
Shut your face, you pillock! Anyway, back to the festive feelings now. I'm feeling Christmassy.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Ooh. Is it? Well, send Allard out there, then. Stand in the bloody snow for the rest of the show.
That's a good feature.
And every so often, we'll just ring you up and check in with you. How's it going, Allard? It's still bloody freezing. All right, bye.
Jones in the snow.
Yeah.
But the fire is so delightful.
We'll be inside with photos of fireplaces that we can keep putting up at the window. Because obviously we don't have a real fireplace. It's a workplace.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
There you go, that'll do. Right, should we ring one more bing ring or not?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, okay. Type that number in, Allard, over there. Thank you very much.
Are you bung-ringed or bung-rung?
Bung-ringed.
Or bung-rung?
Bung-ringed?
No, bing.
No, what? But the past,
in the past
tense of bing is bung.
Okay. You'd be bung-runged, wouldn't you?
Bung-ringed.
Oh, dear. Shall I say who it is?
Yeah.
This is Andy Peters. Andy Peters. Bum, 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 bum. He's got to answer, hasn't he?
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He'll be up.
Okay, here we go. Let's get ready.
If you want to re-record...
What was that?
Press
that...
one at any time.
Andy, your answer phone is ridiculous.
That said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
to you and all men.
Put it down now. He's just got the ridiculous bit of the message.
Santa baby. Nina, phone Santa baby. And hurry down the chimney.
Allard knows
tonight.
All the words.
Down the chimney tonight.
You were just mouthing the words.
Was I?
Yeah.
I didn't even realise I knew them.
Yeah. It's Madonna and Santa Baby from Radio 1. We're back with more Christmas songs in just a second. Wizard, I wish it could be Christmas every day. And also Dave's favourite Christmas song ever. Yes. After we go straight upstairs to get some news from Newsbeat, it's just gone 7:30.
Ceremonies to remember the...
NYC's Gay Men's Chorus, fa la 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 la. Christmas is the DJ for us, fa la 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 la. Rachel, Dave and Chris and Allard, BBC's program that makes us proud. Make your Christmas merry, merry, tune into NYC, fa la la la.
Come on in, it's Christmas Day!
Yay!
Here we are live on tape in the studios of Radio 1. In half an hour, I'm Chris Morris, by the way. In half an hour, you can hear what happened last week when we went to Charlotte Church's Mother's Pub in Cardiff, which is the Robin Hood. And here, of course, is the Hooded Band. That's right. Live from the Robin Hood Pub. Mind his arrow. There you go. Sorry, Dave.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men.
Band of men.
Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood,
Robin Hood,
Robin Hood,
Robin Hood,
Robin Hood.
Fed by the bad, loved by the good, inhabited by the chams.
Called the greatest archers to a tavern on the green.
Oh,
they bowed
green.
To help the people of the king.
The back street, Cardiff.
They handled all the trouble on the English country scene.
Oh, yes.
And still found plenty of time to sing.
What were they singing?
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the
main. Hide along, please,
Robin
Maureen!
Robin Hood, with
the Cody Moore, Pork Sketchins!
Feared by the bad, loved by the good.
Anyway, hear that coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. 2 hours in Charlotte Church's pub with Charlotte Church. From 8 this morning on Radio 1. I love that. Right. right, back to the Christmas favourites.
Santa Claus is ready. He's packed up all his sleigh with lots of lovely presents. He bought their cheap on eBay. Chris is dressed as Santa. Davy sat upon his knee. And can you guess who's left to be the fairy on the tree?
Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Careful of that tree, it's sharp.
National Radio.
Carrie is singing all the words to this song.
Was that a Christmas record?
Yeah.
Was it lovely?
Yeah. As was Jocelyn and Natasha and, of course, Alan.
But it's not the normal theme for a Christmas record. It's a special kind of present.
I think this beats Chef with his chocolate salty balls for Christmas number one for that year.
It's all about a Christmas boink, though.
What?
It's all about, you know, it's not what Cliff Richard would sing about, is it?
He wouldn't have a chance, he would probably, I don't know. Maybe not with the Spice Girls. Westlife, they might have come back recently, haven't they? I'm sure they'll be Christmas number one next year.
They're doing very well.
Yeah, they are. Right, in about just over a quarter of an hour, you'll be able to hear what happened when we went to Charlotte Church's Mum's Pub and recorded a two-hour special in the pub called the Robin Hood. Robin. He, of course, is the hooded man.
There you go. Stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
What will you be doing right now, Carrie? Obviously, this is on tape. We're not here live, really. What will you be doing now?
I should imagine I'll be being jumped upon by my niece and nephew.
Wow.
Saying, Auntie Carrie, can we open more presents, please?
Okay. Rachel, what will you be doing right now?
Sleeping. Actually, or maybe getting ready to cook the turkey.
Alad, what will you be doing right now?
You know what I'll be doing. I'll be annoying all of you lot. I'll be dragging you down to the front room, watching, you know, some TV. Maybe, I don't know, opening some presents together.
Very good point.
It'll be very nice.
Yeah. You look confused, Dominic?
Yeah, a little bit confused.
Why?
Why will you be dragging... What? You'll be dragging who?
You know we're all
together.
Because
we're all together in the same house for Christmas Day morning.
Well, yeah, okay, Christmas. Yeah. I thought, okay, fine.
I'll be jumping on Carrie.
I got you.
You'll be there with me.
I'll be jumping on Carrie, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be there. And Dave will be the miserable one in the corner on his rocking chair.
I'll be downstairs watching Sky Sports News.
You will be awake. Everyone will be... Alan will have woken everybody up.
Yeah.
And because this is pre-recorded, but it's still going out live, we could ring the house and speak to
We could do,
Do you want to do that?
How would that work?
Okay. Well, I'll dial it up.
Really? The wonders of technology, young Alan.
That makes Sirius sound really straightforward, doesn't it?
Yeah. And who will be the first person to answer the phone if we ring the house? Alan.
Al, probably, yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Aled?
Yes?
It's Aled!
Yay! Hello, me! Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas to you, too. You listening?
Yeah, that's so weird. You're calling. We just listened to the show, actually.
Wow. That's great. You enjoying it?
No.
Who's there with you?
Here, well, there's me, Chris, Dave, Rachel,
and... Oh, let me speak to one of them.
Yeah, sure. Who do you want to talk to?
Chris Moles, please.
Hang on. He's just here.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
Hi, Chris.
Who's that?
It's Aled.
Hey! Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
What are you doing?
Right now, I'm with the whole team in the studio.
Oh, I'm not listening to the show.
Why not? What are you listening to?
I'm watching Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins are one of my favourites.
Are you, is this one of those ring, because we're pre-recorded, ring the house thing?
Yeah, we pre-recorded the show, so we want to see what we're actually doing on Christmas Day.
Am I there?
Yeah, you're here.
Of course I'm here, you idiot.
Say hello, Chris.
Hello, fat boy. I have the day off, and you're at work.
Yes, but we're on tape.
Yes, but you're still at work, even though you're on tape.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever to you too. I want to talk to Alan again. Alan?
Hello.
Bye.
How rude.
Alan, you had a call from your favourite person at Christmas.
How cool.
I'm so rude to myself. I just put the phone down on me.
My brain hurts.
Why?
I can't do stuff like this.
Not this time of the
morning. It really upsets me.
We could ring back and speak to you.
I think that would kill me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, then we won't bother. Okay. So there you go. Just proof, if proof was needed, that Alan is indeed at home listening to himself on the radio. Mind you, no change there, whatever the year, really. Right, for all our friends in Scotland this Christmas, who are fans of Elvis Presley, little medley for you.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
So sorry.
Does your memory stray to the bright sunny day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs on your parlour seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Mm. Does your heart feel no pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
That'll do. We did a very special, before we started the show this morning, we thought we'd see if anybody, any of our famous friends, we could Bing ring them. And one of the people we phoned answered, and they obviously thought it was somebody else ringing them, because they answered the phone by going, "Hi, Jack." Not as in, like, "Hi, Jack." Mm. You know what I mean? No. Help!
I know, "Hello, Jack."
Someone's just jumped into my bed, I don't know who it is!
Or maybe he was trying to give you a message and all you were doing was playing Bing down.
He just said,
there.
"Put your hands up, give me all your crackers." It was very weird. So, anyway, so I continued with Bing Ring, expecting them to go, "Oh, hello, Miles here," whatever. Anyway, they didn't. They still believe it was this Jack person playing Bing Crosby down the phone. That person that we rung was Richard Madeley, and I will play you the tape of the phone call after Dave's favourite Christmas song ever. Roll it. Paul, how does that make you feel?
You scumbag. You maggot. You cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your arse, from the Chris Moyle Show.
There you go.
It's the most beautiful record to play on a Christmas morning.
The Pogues of Fairy Tale of New York with Kirsty MacColl. Did you like that little voice every night?
I did like that.
We got loads of them. You want to hear more?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul, give us another one then. Now.
He's not playing, is he?
No, hang on. Now, Paul, play us another one.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
He has problems with Wenceslas, doesn't he?
Good King Wenceslas looked out.
Wenceslas?
Yeah.
Ding dong merrily on high. In heaven the bells are ringing.
That's lovely.
Tis the season to be jolly. So deck the halls with the Chris Moyle Show. Only on International Radio 1.
Lovely.
He's good, isn't he, festive Paul?
I like this one.
Well, I'm rumbling in this JCB. I'm 5 years old and my dad's a giant sitting beside me.
Thing is, when he was... Because he's in Philadelphia and we're in London. He has no idea what the hell is going on.
He doesn't know what a JCB is. Not he doesn't know the song.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, you gave it away.
Gave it away.
It's cold outside, but it's warm in bed.
Yeah, however, that wasn't a Christmas song. That was Wake Me Up Before You Go.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? I forgot about that.
Once more for Dominic, now let's do his favourite one.
You scumbag. You maggot. You cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, your arse, from the Chris Moyle Show.
Your arse. The thing is, he doesn't question them when he reads them out. He just goes, "Yeah, sure, here we
it's
go.
Just a script."
You scumbag. You maggot.
That was brilliant.
Oh, dear. Right, 2 hours of us live in a pub. In Charlotte Church's Mum's Pub is coming up in a bit. We recorded it on Monday at the pub, the Robin Hood. He, of course, is the Hooded Man. Do you want to hear the theme again, the proper theme?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's get the theme on. Oh, no, that's the other one, that's the original one. Right. Careful of his bow and arrow, whatever you do, mind that. Oh. Ow! Right in Dave's ear. Right, so this Bing Ring call, we phoned up Richard Madeley off the TV.
Welcome back.
He was obviously expecting a call from Jack, whoever Jack is. Therefore, he just kind of played along and sounded very confused indeed.
Hi, Jack.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Is that it?
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
Thank you, Jack. We are
walking in a weird wonderland.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. We're all Christmased up now.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Well, he thought it was Jack White from the White Stripes.
Yeah. Made out of coal. Still, I like that. Frosty. He knows now it was us. Yeah, by the time this has gone out on the air anyway, so... Well done. Merry Christmas to Richard and Judy. All their family.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Richard and Judy.
Very nice. Have you enjoyed this little festive hour?
Yeah.
I'm very Christmassy now.
Hear that cheer, Rach.
Yay!
So, 2 hours of, two more of us coming up from Charlotte Church's Pub with Charlotte singing, and me and Charlotte singing, and me and Dave singing in the next half hour.
That was a highlight for me, I think.
Oh, it really is. I've got to say, a beautiful moment. Scott Mills is up later at 10 o'clock this morning. Have a fabulous day. Really enjoy yourself this Christmas. And we'll see you next year in 2006. So from all of us on the Christmas Show, me and Dave, Rachel and Alan, Jocelyn and Natasha, Dominic and Carrie.
Merry Christmas.
From us to you, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Have your...
It's Christmas time again, let's eat mince pies and feel all merry. We love this time of year, cause it's all crackers, hats and sherry. Rachel's done the baking, got mince pies large and small. Just don't ask us what they taste like, because Chris will eat them all. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Good morning, it's Christmas Day, it's Radio 1, we're live from the Robin Hood Pub in Cardiff.
Yay! Are you hanging up your stocking?
E17 at Radio 1, and staying another day before that, Tony Christie, Merry Christmas everybody, and a Merry Christmas to you, Dave.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Christopher Moyle.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Charlotte Church.
Merry Christmas, Christopher.
And Merry Christmas, everybody in the pub.
Yay!
So we are here, and it's a lovely, festive, cold Christmas morning, and we're in the pub, and this is your pub, isn't it?
No, it's my mum's pub.
Well,
my mum's pub.
But yeah, but it's still your pub.
No, you know? Not really.
It'll be yours.
I walk around the place like it's mine. Like, get them out, don't like them.
I can well believe that. Or not maybe walk around, stagger round as you were.
Easy there,
this
Chris.
Morning.
You look better now, though,
thanks.
I have to say.
Yeah, I'm feeling much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, I'm so excited.
If you're a good girl, we may have presents for you later.
No.
Yeah?
I haven't even got you a card.
How does this surprise
me? I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
You got me a present?
No.
Right.
Didn't quite stretch that far.
You might not get a present either.
Oh, Chris.
Actually, no, to be fair though, I think we've got your present, but no card.
Did we get the present?
There we go.
Yeah?
I thought we left it on the train.
can I point something out to you, Dave?
Hello? Right?
I know we're in a pub and everything, but see them two massive boxes there that look like presents?
They're for Miss Church, are they?
Well, we'll get late. You're not allowed to look. Don't peek.
I promise I won't.
One of them is in a red box. One of them is in a gold box.
Very nicely presented.
You can only choose one.
No, really? And one of them's going to be like a turkey or something.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
At best.
I mean, it's not alive. You know what I mean? Well, it might not be anymore. So this is... So this been your pub?
About a year.
Right.
It's about this time last year.
All right, okay, yeah. So you weren't like a baby crawling around.
Yeah, actually, because this was the first pub I ever sang in. There was a jukebox in the corner, and I sang here when I was three, and I used to come here with my family for Sunday lunch every Sunday.
Aww.
And my nana and bamba have been coming here for years, predecessing. Predecessing, is that the right
That's
word?
That's a nice
word.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Yeah. My mum and my auntie Caroline, so yeah, we've been coming to this place for donkeys.
Your mum looks very glam today.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
Is she always look this glam?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Even when it's delivery day?
Even when it's delivery day. Love, she won't even answer the door to the milkman without a makeup on.
Dave's exactly the same.
I can tell that.
Alad.
I can see his streaky eyeliner.
I know.
Yeah. Alad has brought his family as well, obviously, where there's a hint of a free drink. They all turned up.
They've come all the way from Aberystwyth.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
It's closer for us to get here from London than that.
Aberystwyth getting a cheer. And apparently, I've been told that I'm going to be made very welcome by all the regulars. They said they love Leeds United fans coming in here for a drink. And yeah, I've already met a couple of people who were very pleased to not shake my hand. So,
yes, I'm sure.
I'm genuinely looking forward to it.
I know.
And we've got a karaoke machine. Alan Smith has got his karaoke machine, obviously. You know, they're not playing today.
It's not that Alan Smith.
Right, okay.
Different Alan Smith.
And soon to be Wendy Smith, but not till March. So I got told. Isn't that nice? Hey, will you have your reception in the pub? No? That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks.
They'll do your mates' rates. Don't worry, Alan. You know what I mean? So we've got the karaoke machine, and we've got a kit, and you're going to sing for us later.
Absolutely.
You're going to sing karaoke, and you're going to sing a proper sing as well.
I'm going to sing a proper Christmas song, but I hope I'll be able to do my karaoke with you, and I hope that I'll do you justice.
I think you'll be fine.
I've heard your I Predict the Diet, and it is a work of art, I must say.
Yeah, live, I'm not so hot.
Really?
Yeah. I'm more kind of girls allowed. I've got mime well.
Yeah. Hey!
Hey, we found the level.
I know what you're doing that for. They're on in the next half hour. Yeah. They're coming in.
Cheryl's next door.
Just putting on a lead shirt. Yeah. Morning girls allowed. They won't be listening this morning. They'll be hanging rough as a buzzard's crutch. They'll be this morning. Look at the ginger one.
Aww.
I'm looking forward to it. It should be good. And Carrie's here, and Alan's here, and everyone's here, and it's great. And it's all. You know, I feel lovely and warm and friendly.
Mushy.
And,
I know.
I feel a bit mushy.
I thought you'd be a bit of a Scrooge.
No, I'm a very generous man.
Aww, it's nice to hear.
I bought you presents, you tight-ass cow. You bought me bugger all. And you get a card. You probably come on the record company, to
it's
be honest.
It's a lovely card, though, I must say.
And your man's here?
Yes, he's here.
Hello, boss!
There he is at the bar.
He's Charlotte, you got to tell him. He can't wave on the radio. He's just... doesn't get much.
Aw, leave him alone, bless him.
Now, I don't know, does he like me? Because he doesn't say much to me. I've had two conversations with him, right? The first time I met him, I went, how are you doing? Nice to meet you. He went, all right. And he walked in today, and I went, hiya, mate, how are you? And he went, all right.
Yeah, well, that's just because...
But I was told, but that's good.
We don't know your face, like. You don't know your face. Nobody knows your face. It's just your voice, darling.
I know what he was thinking. He's thinking, George Clooney is in the pub. That's what it was. He's done his hair special as well, hasn't he?
He looks lovely.
You're a lucky girl, aren't you?
He's going to batter you in a minute.
He won't batter me. He's a very calm, placid young man. I tell you what, though. Gavin, I've got to say, I'm no gay, but in that TV advert, what a body. Even I've got to give you that. What a body.
Hey.
No wonder you're always smiling,
I
Charlotte.
Know. What can I say?
Eh?
I'm a happy girl.
Oh, my God. Alan was doing cartwheels when he saw that on the television. He saved on his Sky Plus. Rewinds it. He puts on the shirt. He takes off the shirt. He puts on the shirt. He takes off the shirt. Unbelievable. Oh, what can you do? Anyway, thank you very much for inviting us.
Oh,
we do appreciate
it. Thank you so much for coming.
We'll get the karaoke machine cranked up in a second,
it's
and we'll
be
do
dangerous.
Some. I think it will be dangerous. Yes, and we're going to play Christmas songs all morning as well. If you're just waking up, Merry Christmas to you. If you're in the car early, going to see relatives, drive safely, stay warm. This is what I'm being nice.
Sorry, I'm not used to it.
I don't want to lose any listeners. We need the ratings. This is the Travis song that they did for us last Christmas, written especially for us on Christmas Day at Radio 1. Oh, lovely. That's the Travis song that they did for us.
Featuring us as well.
Yeah, we sound great on it. Mm. Sorry, I'm a bit distracted because I've got out my little radio desk and I'm now at the karaoke machine with Alan Smith.
Hey, hi.
So, now, do you work in here a lot?
No, this is the first time.
You're kidding me?
Yeah, true.
Well, welcome to the pub, I own it.
Thank you.
And feel free to drink as much as you want, it's not a free bar.
Oh, that's lovely, thank you very much.
Right, mind you looking at you, we'll make a fortune. I'm joking. So, listen, we're going to do Dave. Now, Dave, do you want to come and join me for a bit of a karaoke sing-song?
I can do.
All right.
Am I over there on...
No, you're over here on...
Right.
Right, okay. So leave that microphone there.
Right, I'm coming over.
And then come over, you get a very special microphone here. Now, ladies and gentlemen of the Robin Hood and everybody listening at home, I feel I should explain that Dave's not a professional singer. Now, I've never had lessons, but I'm bloody good.
I think that's very rude to say that I'm not a professional singer.
You're not, are you? Really?
I'm doing my best.
People will pay you to stop. When you hear... I'm going to do my Chubby Brown joke.
Come on, then.
When you hear Dave sing, you're going to stamp your feet, clap your hands all over his face.
But got a muted laugh.
Well, you know. So, Dave, you've chosen the first song, the first number this morning.
I have. Which I'll sing with you.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everyone what it is?
No, you can introduce it because you're starting it.
All right. Who are you going to be?
I am going to be...
Yeah. Go on, say it.
Mr. Elton John.
Mr. Elton John.
Woo!
And I'm going to be Mr. George Michael.
Woo!
That's where the similarity...
We're not trying to tell you anything,
no,
by the
not.
Way.
No.
Is David Furnish?
Feel free to get your Kleenex out. Not like that, Alan. It's not that kind of song. Right, you ready?
Yeah, you.
Here we go.
I'll sit over here for a bit. I'm not in for a while.
I can't lie.
George Michael.
No more of your darkness.
Do we clap at this point?
No.
Right.
Well, yeah, you should have done, but
alright.
All my pictures.
Sound like dinner, right?
Seem to fade to black and white. Eh?
Mm. I'd have won that X Factor. You look like George Michael, that's stubble.
I'm growing tired.
I'm building and building.
And time stands still be for me.
Ready?
Yep. Frozen here.
Thank you, ladies.
On the ladder of my life.
How you doing with Alan?
How are you?
We'll have a drink after the show.
Too late,
Charlotte's loving this,
to save myself from falling.
Don't get too close to me. You worry me when you do that.
I took a chance and changed your way of life.
It's later.
I know, I thought it was building now. But you misread my meaning when I met you.
I never knew the intro was as long as this on this record.
I'm building now, I'm building. You ready? Closed the door and left me blind by the light. Oh, don't let the sun. It's always someone else I see, yeah. I just allow a fragment of your life to wander free. Cause losing everything is like the sun going down on me.
Thank you very much. That was nice.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the Robin Hood in Cardiff, please welcome comedy Elton John.
I can't find
singing lessons.
Oh, the right romantic line.
Sing it properly. You're embarrassing me.
Warming myself
sing it
up
properly.
But see me once. See the way I feel.
Making a show of me.
Don't discard me,
baby, no.
Just because you think I mean you harm.
Just because you think I mean you harm.
But these cuts I have.
Cuts I have.
Oh, they need love.
Baby, no.
They need love.
Baby, no.
It's always someone else I see, yeah. It's just allow a fragment of your life to
to wander free. It's like the sun going down on me.
Let's show Mr. Elton John.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Michael at the Robin Hood Club in Cardiff.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you want to finish it?
Do you want to finish it?
I'll do the whole lot, yeah.
Big finish. Go.
Don't let the sun go down on me.
Don't let the sun.
Although I search myself, it's always someone else that I see. I just allow a fragment of your life.
Please don't switch off.
To wander free. Oh, but losing everything is like the sun going down on me.
That's where you clap.
Come on, it's Christmas.
Well done, Adam.
Thank you very much, George.
Oh, I love that.
Well done, Adam, richly.
Oh,
hey, hit the ground running.
Charlotte's bricking herself.
Follow that, love.
That was chronic. Best chronic.
How dare you? Hey, we heard your sound check in.
Hey, first words in.
How rude.
Easy there, fellas.
Seriously.
You did your best, but you know.
We're just warming up, though, love, to be fair. The crowd loved it. It's all about the crowd. Pleasing the crowd.
I tell you what, I wish that was on telly, because Chris went down to his knees. It was all very emotional. It was unbelievable.
I don't know if anyone knows this. Apparently, I do go a bit red when I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's hot in here, isn't it?
You don't
it?
Like the Christmas decorations.
Thanks. I'm a bit like Santa, but thinner. Not much.
Redder.
Still. Anyway, so there you go. We've set the bar.
It's like being first on X Factor, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's like Journey South the other week when they were first on, you know. But I think we floored it. If there's any black bin men in, you're not getting a chance.
I wanted Andy to win.
I'd like to. Maybe it's good, isn't it? God bless Shane Ward. Go find out today if he's the Christmas number one later this afternoon with JK and Joel. There's a little plug there.
Come forward.
Right, let's get another record on then. We're live then this morning on tape. We're live on tape from the Robin Hood in Cardiff. It's Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everybody. TLC at Radio 1, Slay Right.
I would have sang over the end of it there.
It's all right.
So seriously, Charlotte,
yes.
I mean, I've got to be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed you weren't blown away by our performance earlier.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know.
Don't forget, though, you do this professionally, you know. We are merely amateurs.
Yeah. You did very, very well. Slight tuning problems, but I believe that's all to do with the eyebrow movements that you had, which were slightly erratic, one could say.
Erratic or erotic?
Just erratic.
Both. I say both.
I'd say
she was quivering.
Yeah. I was. You know, I'm just trying to be satirical here. Hey, big words, loving it.
Anyway, so we are in the Robin Hood pub in Cardiff with Charlotte Church. We're back in a second. By the darkness, I think we'll play a bit of Do They Know It's Christmas as well. So get ready for that. As we continue with Christmas songs all morning here on Radio 1. Let's start for the news with Newsbeat. It's just gone 8:30.
Remembering the tsunami victims.
I think it's apt on this Christmas Day morning. You should always remember those people who don't have what we have. Those people who don't have the little things in life. And JK and Joel will be on later on this afternoon as well. So make sure you listen to them on the chart. Hey, where's Dave gone?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Hey.
So good morning, everybody. Happy Christmas to you. We're here in the Robin Hood pub. Oh, you remembered? and we're all here, and Charlotte Church is here.
Hello, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Boo! She's sober. Trust me.
Hey.
But then again, it's early,
isn't it? It is.
And all our show are here, and Charlotte's here, and her mum's over in the corner looking very glam, and Gavin's here, and everyone's here. And so this is, you've been coming in here for years.
Yes, since I was 3. How sad is that? I mean, the path was always mapped out for me, really, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Absolutely.
But you feel comfortable. Is it like a second home?
It is like a second home. Not in the way that I'm an alcoholic and I like to spend most of my time here, just that all the people here I've grown up with and I feel very well cared for here.
How many times have you rehearsed that answer?
I haven't, they're honest. Just came straight out of my mouth.
Well, let's not go there.
Yeah.
so, run me through... introduce me to somebody here that you know, because I obviously want to meet everybody. Who should I meet?
I think you should meet my grandfather, my bumpy, Gary Cooper. Hey!
Gary!
Oh, keep smiling!
Hey!
That is his real voice, by the way. He's now, not putting it on. Now, he does sound like Al Capone.
I want to show respect. What do I call him? Granddad?
Have a lovely day.
Call him Gary Cooper. That's his name.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Mr.
There you go. Thanks for that, Charlotte.
That's bad.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
God bless you, Gary Gay. Looking very well as well.
I can't help it. Once it's in the blood, you can't stop yourself going.
Oh, my Lord. And are we looking after you today? Is there anything I can get you? Do you need anything? Do you want anything?
I don't know. I mean, if you can't take care, take money, throw you off for a few bob.
All right. Blimey, eh?
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
I bet he's fun by the time Only Fools and Horses comes on in the afternoon.
No, he's asleep at his Christmas dinner.
With a name like Gary Cooper, you got to go for a few bucks if you're riding a horse.
Okay, well, let's hope you won't be riding too much this afternoon.
Oh, my God.
whatever that means.
Chris.
No, I meant, you know, just...
Oh, my God.
Lovely to meet you, sir, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you very, very much.
Gary Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah! What a legend.
For the whole family.
Bless. Isn't that nice? We're meeting everybody today.
I know.
Who's next to you, by the way? Who's that little chicken?
This is my little cousin, Shannon, and he's a fabulous singer.
Hiya, Shannon. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
How old are you?
10.
10. Are you married?
No.
You're not married? You got a girlfriend?
No.
Would you like one?
Yeah.
are there any women in here? Now, I know there's a few mutton dressed as lamb, but are there a few? Are there any girls so far that you like the look of in here?
I'm a sir.
Right. That's great. I don't really... They tried their best and everything. Now, are you having a good Christmas? Everything going well for you?
Yeah.
Yeah? I've heard you sing on karaoke as well?
Yeah.
More than karaoke, love. Come on now.
What?
He's almost professional.
I'm sorry. I apologise. Maybe later, maybe, if we're nice to you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Rocking. You look very smart, by the way. I like the fact you've made an effort. Charlotte, you could learn a lot there. Let me look at him. 10 years old.
You've got a cheek, Chris. You just need to wash your mouth. All my family are in here. Like,
seriously, you're wearing a pair of jeans that say apple bottom on your bottom.
I'm sure you noticed that.
Well, I couldn't help it, to be fair. No, it was Dave that pointed it out. I just, you know.
Whatever, pass the blame, as usual.
And apparently you're also wearing trainers that you have your personalised trainers.
Yeah.
He's got a name on them.
No, it's not my name.
Oh, sorry, no, his name.
It says Gavin's.
Isn't it sad?
And quite cute at the same time.
And one's got a little L on, and one's got a little R on, which I think is very sweet as well.
No, it hasn't. Please. I am actually really bad with my left and right, but there we go. Something we really want to be discussing.
Very quickly, what's your left?
Oh, you went right.
I know, sorry, that was bad.
All right, well, listen, this is great. I'm having so much fun now. Don't forget, by the way, Charlotte, to say thank you for letting us take over in here. We have two presents here. One is a red box, one is a gold box.
Okay.
Two beautiful wrapped boxes.
Lovely.
Present in each, but you can only choose one. I'll come back to you later. You get to choose.
No, hurry up. I can't wait.
God, if I had a pound for every time I heard that. So we'll do that.
You'd have £1.50.
Yeah. Shut your face. You're not funny. Yeah.
That was fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Goodwill to all men. And Allard. Right, let's play another song then. It's Christmas Day morning. Let's play a... Hang on, what are you pointing at now, Rachel?
Play this one.
Why?
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, God's sake. Does anybody want to hear Wham! Last Christmas?
Yes! What a tune.
A Zip by Magic. And look, people are dancing, Charlotte.
I know.
Who's that dancing?
My cousin Alex.
Alex.
I've got so many cousins.
I see the bars open there.
Oh, bless her. I was like after my first drink. Anyway, here we go. Wham and Last Christmas at Radio 1. Merry Christmas to you, Dave.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, Chris.
Merry
and to
Christmas
Rachel and to Carrie and to Sean.
Isn't it fabulous?
Oh, and Alad. Sorry, he's waving at me. Forgot me.
Yeah, he's over in the corner.
Sorry.
He was raving all the way through that last track, Alad was. Anyway, there you go. So we're in the Robin Hood pub in Cardiff. Bless you.
Definitely getting rowdier, isn't it?
Yes. I'm liking it. And hello, my darling. How are you? Thanks for coming.
You see, the thing is, we're sat right by the ladies' loo.
We've got a lot of through traffic here.
I haven't seen so much since I went to Radio Top Shop next to the women's changing rooms.
Was that when you used to do your knickers a downline?
Yep.
Oh, no.
So, so we're going to have some more singing, more live singing, everybody, for the pub, right? And, I know you'll be very disappointed to hear, but it's not going to be me.
Or me.
But it's something very special indeed. Charlotte, tell us more about our next singer.
Our next special guest is my little cousin Shannon, who we spoke to earlier. His name is Shannon Lane. He's a fabulous singer, available for weddings and funerals and anything you'd like. And he's going to sing Donny Osmond's classic Puppy Love. Here he is, Shannon Lane.
Called it puppy love. Oh, I guess they'll never know how the young hearts really feel and why I love her so. And they called it puppy love. This is not a puppy love. Not a puppy love. Not a puppy love.
What's an absolute legend you are, Shannon.
He's fabulous.
Congratulations. Man, you are brilliant.
Star performance, Shannon, that.
I'm telling you, you're gonna overtake Charlotte.
I know. It's sad, isn't it?
I hope so as well.
I hope so too. I hope so too. You are, seriously, you're amazing.
Thanks.
I just want to say to your family, though, let Charlotte's story be a lesson to them. You know what I mean? Not too much too quick.
Easy there.
Just remember Macaulay Culkin, that's all I'm saying. That was brilliant.
Thanks.
Well done.
I did tell you, Chris, you wouldn't believe me.
I know. I've got to say, in all honesty, I'd put you on a par with me and Dave from earlier.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Seriously, maybe even better.
Did you hear us sing earlier?
Yeah.
What did you think? Right.
7 out of 10.
Oh yeah, it's not
7
bad.
Out of 10.
That.
I'm quite pleased with that.
I'm waiting for a 4.
He's making faces now. Anyway, thank you very much, young man. Have
thank
a great
you,
Christmas. Shannon, ladies
thank
and
you.
Gentlemen. What a star!
I know, isn't he amazing?
What a star!
It's in the genes then, is it?
Absolutely, everyone sings in the family.
Right, back to the songs then, here we go. Well, I'm rumbling in this... There you go, it's Nisloppy and the JCB song.
I was flying already.
Do you know what? I love the fact...
Christmas morning.
Charlotte's going on, producers and police. Like, shh, we're on. Sorry.
There's commotion, by the
way. Stop talking.
Hey,
we're
always,
on, you know.
Always.
But she says it
don't
well.
Talk like that.
Hey, little, but later after the show, maybe Alan can teach you how to speak Welsh.
Maybe.
But you don't speak a lot of Welsh, do you?
No, I told you my only Welsh line. My friend of yet, lady, my lady, if you gwarchod. Sorry, I can't have to babysit.
I'm sure Alan can teach you more.
Okay.
No, not swear words.
There's no swear words in the Welsh language.
Kenny Gravy. So,
is that rude?
Anyway, Chris, can I ask you about your best Christmas? When was your best Christmas? Your best Christmas memory?
Honestly, my best Christmas is right here with you right now, Charlotte.
Oh my God, you're amazing. You say all the right things.
I know. And a couple of years ago when I got off with some bird at the back of Netto's.
Hey!
That was quite nice, gotta be honest. You were there, Dave, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in the other aisle. By the biscuits.
It wasn't in Netto's. They're on the back. I've got my pride. Charlotte, tell your mum what you just done.
I just spilt my drink.
She
I'm
just
sorry.
Spilt the first drink, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Charlotte spilt.
Hey, and that'll stain.
She spilt her water.
All over my trainers.
Don't worry, you'll be all right. I'm sure you've got another warehouse full of them. You'll be fine. Right, okay, so, presents.
Presents?
For you.
Oh, I've been thinking about the gold one for a while.
Really?
But I really don't want to pick a dud, so can you give me a hint?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll play it by ear, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
So, I don't know which one's which, I've been told, but I must admit, I've forgotten. So, we have a present, you can either have the red one, or the gold one, as your Christmas present.
The gold one.
The gold one?
Yeah.
Okay, please, Carrie D.
Have I got everything and everything?
Excuse me.
Oh, Chris!
I'm so better out than in.
Have some manners, you farmyard animal.
You farmyard animal.
And Alec, grab us a cloth, will you?
You sounded more Scouser then.
Sorry.
You farmyard animal.
Okay, now before you open it, what do you think the present is?
Oh, it feels like empty. It's really light.
Well, yes. Just because it's heavy doesn't mean it's good.
This is the BBC.
As I got told once. Okay, so this is... I'll give it to you. Now, is this the good one or the bad one? Well, okay. Oh, you say it's a good one. Okay, well, let's hope so. Let's hope she's not disappointed.
Oh, it's lovely. It's a fluffy dog with a big mouth.
It's more than that, Charlotte. It's so much more.
What does it do?
Stick your hand up its backside there.
Yes.
Yes.
There you go.
It's a puppet.
Now, in front of the mic.
Yeah, let it speak in front of the mic.
I don't get the... What's the tune?
Do it again. Yep. There you go! That's yours.
You'd never believe I was musical, would you? Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
What a novel idea.
I think it's only fair because we have one present left over. I think we should give it to Shannon.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Give it to Shannon.
Do you want that, Shannon? Yeah? All right, okay. Let's get this one over. You'll be pleased when you see this. Your family might kill me, Shannon, but this is for you. Merry Christmas from all of us here. I hope you enjoy your present. You can open it now. It's fine. Look at his face. He's so excited. He's going to be so disappointed.
Do you know what this is?
Yeah, I know what it is. That's right. It's a crazy frog. And it even makes the noise. Now, Shannon, the rule for you to keep that present is you have to constantly play that for the rest of the day to all your family. Can you have Mandel?
You'll be lynched, Chris.
I know. Is that all right?
Yeah, it is.
There you go. Do you like the present? Okay, well, there you go. It's yours. There you go. Shannon's had his nice Christmas present from us and Charlotte.
Thank you so much.
Do you know, I've got to say, I feel all warm. I really do. I think it's where she spilled her drink, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right, so, that's the first hour done already. We've only got 1 hour left.
Never.
Charlotte, don't worry, they'll probably be having an old day. He has roast beef, crisps for lunch. So we're here in the Robin Hood in Cardiff on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to everybody. Charlotte will be singing later, and I think Charlotte and I are going to do a duet. Now...
Hey, very excited.
Now, apparently Charlotte sings this as a duet, so she'll be used to it. For me, it'll be my first time.
And you'll be crap.
Thanks. You're so sweet.
I know.
So we'll do that later. It's Christmas Day at Radio 1. Let's play another Christmas classic. I love that song. Absolutely love that song.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Fabulous song. Brilliant song.
Fabulous, darling.
Once again, sorry, I keep saying fabulous. That's just right. A wrong one. Can we have a bit of hush here for the quiz?
Oh, I love it.
Please now, people, come on. Show me respect.
So forceful.
I know. Don't you love it?
I
know
do.
You do.
How are you, Gavin? Thumbs up this time. It's wait, it's a different
it's
reaction
better.
From the wave. If you just listen to Radio 1, good morning. It's Christmas Day. Hope you're having a great day so far. We are in the Robin Hood in Cardiff. Charlotte's beautiful mother invited us down here to do the show, and Charlotte is going to be singing for us later on. But don't worry, the rest of the show will be brilliant.
You're so funny, I can't stand it.
So, right, so we're going to do the quiz, because we always do a quiz on our show, and obviously we're in a pub, so we're going to do a quiz, and they have a quiz here as well. And I'm not going to be a quiz master, I'm going to be on the Radio 1 team. Charlotte, you have your own team.
Yeah, we're on Mo's Gang, which is my nan, and my nan is Maureen, and we've always been on Mo's Gang, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Lord, you're a mess, dear. So, who is on your team, please?
We have my nana Maureen.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, bless.
We have my Auntie Caroline.
Hi.
Hi, Auntie Caroline.
And we have the fountain of all knowledge, Mr. Mike.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
It's like Family Fortunes when Les Dennis used to go along the line.
Good. Yeah. Now, apparently, you're the brains of the bunch.
I think I've only been invited to make these look good looking.
Easy there, fella.
On our team is my good self, Chris Brad Pitt Moyles.
Boo.
Comedy Dave is here.
Hello.
Carrie is here.
Hello.
And Alad is on the team as well.
Hello.
But because it matters much.
Because Alad is really stupid, we need another member, so we've nicked Shannon.
Hello. How dare you! Shannon, you traitor!
I gave him the crazy frog for Christmas.
Well, I know. Easily swayed.
Right. Right. So, obviously, we need a quiz master or quiz mistress. And it's Madge, everybody. Morning, Madge. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Now, you do the quiz. You're the quiz mistress normally here, aren't you?
Yes.
All right, good. So, your rules, then. Whatever you say goes.
Yes.
I don't want to sway you in any way, shape, or form. I do want to say that you're looking beautiful this morning, very lovely.
She knows where her loyalties lie, Chris. I wouldn't even bother.
Shut your face, Church. And now we normally have our American voice man introduce our guy, Rob. Our quiz is Rob DJ's quiz. So we changed the script, and we have this.
It's Madge's Chris Moyles Christmas Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
How about that? Specially commissioned.
That's genius.
She has her head in her hands already. All right, so, Madge, it's all yours. Take it away.
Right, question one. Which politician released the 1990 single Creepy Christmas?
Yeah, what? Who knows?
Politician.
Which politician released the 1990 single Creepy Christmas?
I think we have this one, Chris. What? Ha ha.
Question number two.
Madge, am I allowed to ask them what they've put down? I just want to check.
None of your beeswax.
Right.
Question number two.
Yeah.
Which country has a traditional dessert of Torino?
Are you having a laugh, Madge?
Torreno.
Do we get a clue?
Made with egg whites,
right.
Honey,
yeah.
And nuts.
Oh, that helps. Now I know what it's made out of, Dave. You know what I mean? No, I'm laughing now.
Right, you got Torino. That's number two.
Isn't that your car, Dave? When you got Torino?
You used to have a Torino. Do you know that, Shannon? No? Right, nor me.
Oh, no.
Question three.
I'm loving this.
Which Elvis Presley single ranks in the top 10 best-selling Christmas singles ever?
Oh.
Which Elvis Presley single ranks in the top 10 best-selling Christmas single ever.
Does anybody ever win this quiz, Madge?
Oh, yes. Damn, Shannon will know this, because Shannon's dad is Elvis. He's an Elvis impersonator. What did I say? What did I say? Oh, I didn't even listen to the question, I'm sorry.
You get no points, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Charlotte's just told me she's not going to do University Challenge this month, by the way.
Ha ha ha, dee ha dee ha. I'll be your millionaire, Liv. Doing much better than you would ever. Sweet ass.
I think one or.
Question four.
Oh,
what was the name of the angel who saved James Stewart's life in It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, it's Tony.
Dave? We know it.
Dave Angel.
Ian. No, Dave Angel was the ecology warrior, wasn't
right,
he?
Yeah, that's right.
Dave Angel.
Stop frowning, Chris. Those lines stay on your face, Lev. Lighten up, sweetheart.
Listen, question five.
Not too old enough to go over my knee, you. Watch yourself.
Where did the custom of eating turkey at Christmas originate?
Oh, yeah. Asda. Bernard Matthews, eh?
That's not a bad answer.
That's number five, and where did the custom of eating turkey at Christmas originate?
Bernard Matthews, stick Norfolk down.
Oh, well, but Norfolk.
Norfolk.
How do you spell Norfolk?
N-O-R-F-O-L-K.
Right, okay. I thought you were saying as in no idea.
Question six, and you must know this one, Chris.
Okay, let's hope.
Wild turkey is a type of what kind of drink?
That's the first one I know.
Wild turkey.
Shannon, if you get this, I'll be trouble.
It's a type of what kind of drink?
Wild turkey.
And we've got one. What, one answer?
Hmm.
Oh, rocking.
Come on, Carrie, you're an alky, you should know that, shouldn't you?
I'm not sure I drink this type of alcohol.
Do you drink petrol if it's free? By the way, I'd like to point out, don't ever drink petrol, ever. It's really bad for you.
Kids at home, no.
And if
just
you are
no.
Unleaded, it's better.
No, Dave, just none.
Question seven.
Yeah, all right.
After White Christmas,
yeah.
Which Christmas song has attracted more recorded versions than any other?
After what?
After White Christmas. Which Christmas song has attracted more recorded versions than any other?
My Way. My Christmas Way. Was that Last Christmas by Wham?
No.
Have we got any? Have we put any down?
We've got one, definitely.
Question eight.
Madge.
And you'll all probably get this one.
Madge, can you show me the answers?
No.
Right, okay.
Stop trying to cheat.
Sorry.
Question eight. Mm. Who had a number one single Christmas...
Go on.
...single...
Go on.
...with in 1994...
Yeah.
...with Stay Another Day.
Yes! We've got one! Get it down, Paul McCartney. Get it down.
And Wings.
Yeah, and Wings.
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Get in. Hey. You're wrong.
Question nine.
Oh, she's so stern, isn't she?
Who sang the original version of Santa Baby that is advertising Debenhams Christmas?
Debenhams? What's Debenhams? I thought you'd be drinking wild turkey. Debenhams? Is that the Welsh spelling?
Go on, Madge, give it some.
Can you repeat that one, Madge, for us, please?
No. That was number nine.
Right.
Who sang the original version of Santa Baby used to advertise Debenhams?
Debenhams. Hey, I tell you what, if we don't get a free store card now for that plug.
Quite, I want one too.
And question 10, your last question.
Thank the Lord.
Before Rudolph, how many reindeer are normally showed pulling Santa's sleigh?
Good Lord.
I've just changed the wording of that.
Yeah. Change the question.
Question 10. After Rudolph the Reindeer, yeah. How many reindeer... Or before, sorry.
After or before?
Before Rudolph the Reindeer. How many reindeer are normally shown...
What?
Pulling Santa's sleigh.
Is she on a drink of questions? Is this what it is?
Can you stop haggling, Chris?
I'm not haggling. I'm trying to work out what the
sake,
question
give the woman
is.
A chance.
Let me know. Hey?
Not all used to being on Radio 1 every morning, you know, dearest. Especially not on Christmas Day.
Are you what, Madge? I can't hear you, Madge. Pick the microphone up, sweetheart. What was that? No speaking to the mic.
All I want to know is how many reindeer used to pull Ranger's sleigh before Rudolph the Reindeer arrived.
I'm with you, love. I'm with you. Millions are. Now, thank you, Madge. We'll stick our sheets in and then we'll see.
Do we swap pages, Charlotte?
No, I'm not giving it to you. You'll just cheat.
No, we
how
have to
dare
swap.
You? How rude.
All right, we'll give it to Rachel. I think she'll be a fair adjudicator.
Swap the pages,
come on, then.
Please.
All right, here we go, then.
If you're still with us on this Christmas Day morning, thank you for staying. Find out just how many we got wrong next to Radio 1. Merry Christmas.
There you go. It's a bit of Santa Baby at Radio 1. It's Christmas Day morning. We're live in the Robin Hood in Cardiff on this Christmas Day. It's time to get the answers of the quiz.
It's Madge's Chris Moyle's Christmas Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
And here's Madge. Hey! Right, Madge, we swapped sheets, so we're marking each other's now. It's us against the whatever they call themselves.
Nose gang.
I want listening.
Please.
The nose gang, because I've got big noses.
Yeah. And what are you called? Eh? Eh?
The length. Now, pipe down. Now, let's do,
Yes,
well, here we go.
Question one.
Yes.
The politician who released Creepy Christmas was Screaming Lord Sutch.
Yeah,
got it.
We got that. Did we get that?
You got that and we got that.
Yeah,
question
well,
100%
track record. Sorry, Madge.
Whatever.
Sorry, I've got it wrong.
Right, that's another point to us then. Brilliant.
Question... I've missed out a question. Question two.
You haven't.
Question three.
Question two,
Madge, my love.
Oh, I have, sorry. Yeah.
Hello!
Beg your pardon.
That's all right.
Question two. Tirono...
Yeah.
Comes from Italy.
Italy!
Yay!
Do we put that?
Another one from Mose Gang. You got it wrong.
No, I don't think... What do we put, Charlotte?
Argentina's
Greece.
Nearest.
Yeah. Greece, what planet are you on? Yeah. Please,
question three.
Oh, here we go. Sorry, Madge. Go on.
Sorry.
Elvis Presley's best Christmas single was Blue Christmas.
Oh, you got it wrong. You got it wrong.
You got it right.
What did we put down?
Shaky. Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oops, sorry.
Did we get it wrong?
Yeah, we got it right.
You got it right.
Hey, we're in the lead.
Oh, no, you're not. All we're right. Level.
Oh, no, we're level. Sorry.
Question four.
Sorry, Madge.
In It's a Wonderful Life.
Yep.
Clarence was the name of the angel.
Of course she was.
Yeah, we got that.
What did we put down for that, Char?
Clarence.
Oh, you got Clarence as well.
You get in.
Question five.
Yep.
The tradition of eating turkey at Christmas started in America.
Yay! Oh.
Woo!
Question six.
You got that right.
We got that.
Wild
you
turkey
got it right as well.
Is a type of bourbon.
Yay! Bourbon.
Yay! We got that.
Hang on, do you get a point for whiskey?
No.
Why?
No.
Madge, we love you. Do we get a point?
We had bourbon. Madge.
She covers a lot of ground.
Yeah, but
so that'll do. It's a point.
No, it's not a point.
Madge's quiz.
No.
Not even.
Just say no, Madge.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
Just say no to Miles.
Yeah.
Do we get a half a whiskey?
Question seven.
No.
After White Christmas,
yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Never.
Ah.
We both had Winter Wonderland.
Yeah. I know, we copied your answer.
Common mistake.
Question eight, everybody.
And you know this one, Stay Another Day.
E17.
Yes, question nine.
We're doing all right,
Santa
yeah.
Baby was originally sung by Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, we both got that one right. Both got that one right.
And question 10.
Yeah, oh, it's a difficult one.
The original number of reindeers pulling Santa's sleigh is 8.
Yay!
Yeah, and we both had that right.
You you got 9.
You put 9.
You put 9.
What?
You put 9.
So hang on a second. Is that,
no.
Does that make it a draw?
It's a draw. It's a draw.
It's a draw. Thank the Lord.
Sudden death.
Okay. We have a tiebreaker question.
Can I set a tiebreaker? Right, and the tiebreaker is, what's my address? Right, write this down.
Nobody cares, Chris. Come on now, you need a fair one. Come on now, Madge, what's our tiebreaker?
Do you know, this is so tense. Madge is just getting the tiebreaker questions. Here we go.
I'm taking into account that you are both actually...
Good looking.
Adding up correctly.
Yes, yes we are.
Honestly.
And it is a tie, isn't it?
It is a tie. Honestly, yeah. Madge.
Yeah.
We promise.
Right.
All right.
This is whoever gets the nearest
wins. Quiet, please, now. This is very serious.
We need some hush here, please.
And the tie break is... The largest Christmas pudding...
Me!
...ever made...
Sorry.
...was in 1992 in Lancashire.
She wasn't even born, Charlie.
But how much did it weigh in pounds?
Oh, my God.
Now, I want in pounds, the nearest one wins the tiebreak.
I will let your team answer that first, and we will answer second.
No, you don't.
Yes, we will.
You write it down. Madge reads the answers out. Come on. You should know your quizzes by now.
The guest is always right.
Absolutely.
All right, then.
Piece of paper and write it down.
Alright, then we got a piece of paper, that's fine. Alright, so answers quickly, we got ours now, boys. It's blooming Boxing Day already, isn't it?
That'll do.
Hope you're still with us at home, by the way. It's passing the time if you're in the car.
JK, see relatives. Yeah,
exactly.
Never.
You're gonna see relatives you don't like anyway. You'll be probably enjoying this. Right, yes, please. Alright, so there we go, Madge. That's Char's answer that.
Most gang, get it right, Miles.
Here we go, this is it now. This is very exciting.
That's their gang, isn't it?
Yep.
Right, so,
Here we go.
Most gang.
Yep.
No, but that isn't. Yeah, that's... this is Mo's gang.
Yeah, don't take it away from us, Rachel, for God's sake.
And that's Chris Moles.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah.
That'll do, Morag.
Nice touch.
Chris Moles.
Said £140.
£140, yeah.
Moles Gang said £600.
Hey!
The actual answer is £7,200. So Moles team are the winners.
Give over. Thank you, Madge. Pleasure to take part in your quiz. Thank you. And a round of applause for Madge, everybody. What a great job. Well done to Charlotte's team, the Big Noses, or whatever they call themselves.
Moles Gang.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Commiserations to the Chris Moles team.
Yeah, yes. Well. Hey, I tell you what, we did better than I thought. There's only half an hour left of the show, ladies and gentlemen. But don't worry, because Charlotte's going to sing in the next half hour. And if you're very unlucky, so will I. So, stand by for that. It's all coming up in the next half hour here on Radio 1. Merry Christmas, everybody, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
That's very sweet of you, thank you. Right, so the fun continues live from the pub in just a couple of minutes. We'll play some more Christmas classics. It's all Christmas songs this morning on Radio 1. To get in the mood, we'll play the brilliant Waitresses Christmas rap in a second. After we get some news from Newsby, it's just gone 9:30. Ceremonies. Oh, yeah. There you go. Waitresses and Christmas rapping on Radio 1.
I like that one.
We're live at the Robin Hood in Cardiff today. Right, a couple of people to say hello to. Alan, you go first.
I'd like to say happy birthday to Emily Rose. She's 7 today, and she's the daughter of one of the owners, Paul, here.
Ah. Oh.
There you go, thumbs up from Paul.
Well, whatever you want. And Charlotte, who do you want to say hello to?
I want my little cousin to say hi, because he wants to be on the radio. This is Elliot Marcus Kubaklukas.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
He's gorgeous. Can you left?
Yeah.
Are you having a nice Christmas?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Well, it's going to get better because you're going to see something spectacular now, singing-wise. Charlotte and I are going to do a duet, ladies and gentlemen. Charlotte Church. And I thought it might have got a bigger cheer than that, to be honest. From the old, wherever you are at home, if you're just waking up on Christmas Day morning, this is going to be a special treat for you. Maybe you're in the car, heading to your loved ones. Maybe you're in the kitchen already, you know, getting everything ready. This will be a special treat from Charlotte Church and myself to you. We're going to do our first, and let's be honest, probably last duet.
Well, you never know, Chris. The tides might change for me.
I could always, I could always join you on your next tour.
I know.
Yeah.
It would be fabulous.
Wouldn't
different.
Yeah.
Unique.
Exactly.
Some would say.
What are we going to sing, Charlotte?
We are going to sing the fabulous Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Kiki D. Sorry, it's too early.
Fabulous.
Kiki D and Elton John.
All right. Brilliant. So, am I Elton John?
Surprisingly, yes.
Right, okay, all right. So.
Ready? Come on,
I'm ready.
A whoop from you, Robin!
In my heart,
I couldn't if I tried.
Oh, honey, when I get restless,
baby, you're not the kind.
Don't go breaking my heart. Shut up.
You take the weight off of me.
Oh, honey, when you knock on my door. Knows it.
Hey.
You knows it.
Hey.
When I was down,
I was your clown.
Ooh, ooh. Nobody knows it. Right from the start,
I gave you my heart.
Oh, oh.
I gave you my heart.
I've got it now, love.
Good boy.
So don't go breaking my heart. Loving it now, are you? Don't go breaking my heart.
Oh, you're so good.
I know.
We have stepped it up a little.
Can I give us some now? You ready?
Ready?
Nobody told us.
Nobody showed us.
Now it's up to us, babe.
Oh, I think we can make it.
So do misunderstand me.
You put the light in my life, yeah.
Oh, you put the sparks to the flame.
I've got your heart in my sight.
Ooh, nobody knows. From the start,
I gave you my heart.
Oh, 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 I gave you my heart. So don't go breaking my heart.
I won't go breaking your heart.
Don't give me that. Don't go breaking my heart. How's that, everybody? Shall I dance? Shall I dance?
Dance. Give us the office dance then. Come on. Don't miss your cue though.
All right, I'm there, I'm there.
I'm constipated.
Show your face. You ready? Ooh, nobody knows it. I said when I was down,
I was your clown.
Right from the start,
I gave you my heart.
Oh, oh, I gave you my heart. Don't go breaking my heart. You missed your line there, you silly cow.
Don't go breaking my heart. You cheeky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charlotte Church.
What a showman.
Thank you.
What a showman.
Merry Christmas from all of us. Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
Hey, you go. Some water babies under the tree.
It's all right now.
Not literally under the tree, obviously. You understand that. It's Christmas Day morning on Radio 1. So Scott should be here at 10 o'clock this morning in about a quarter of an hour. And then the big... Well, I don't know how to describe it. It's Coxie, Spoonie, and Vernon, and special guest McFly from 1 o'clock this afternoon. That's going to be an interesting listen.
This is Coxie's Christmas lunch, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be...
it's going to be a belter.
It's going to be something. And then the Christmas number one will be announced later on this afternoon with JK and Joel, Radio 1's Chuckle Brothers. So find out if Shane Ward is officially the Christmas number one this year.
From four.
Charlotte Church is in a quiver. She needs 5 minutes to calm down after singing with me. She was blown away by my performance.
I just feel so privileged. I can't thank everyone in there for being able to make me sing with you, Chris. That was amazing. One of the highlights of my career, I must say.
Well, God love you. Chill your face. I enjoyed it. I really did.
I enjoyed it too.
Lovely. I hope I didn't show you up though too much.
I know. It was okay.
So we're going to play one more song, and then Charlotte's going to sing properly without me ruining it.
We hope.
Yeah. I promise I will stay quiet.
Okay.
I promise. Yes, I do.
God's sake, Chris! For once in your life, Moles.
About 5 years ago, there was a song out that we did a parody of, and it's probably the most popular parody, Dave, that we've done. And we have to play it every Christmas, otherwise people lynch us. And it was our take on Eminem, and this is our version for Christmas. This is Stanta. Christmas. There you go.
Every year, so
every year, regular as clockwork, we have to do that. Right, so it's almost the end of the show here at the Robin Hood in Cardiff. But I've had a great Christmas, Dave.
It's been tops, hasn't it?
Shannon, have you enjoyed yourself?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
It's the right answer.
He sounded so excited. And so thank you to Tim and Dave and Ian and RL Engineers for making us sound good. And thanks to everybody here, to Brian and Anne and Paul and Lily and Mark and Madge for doing the pub quiz. It was brilliant earlier. Thank you to everyone from Charlotte's Record Company, Joe and everybody at BMG. And thanks to Alan Smith and soon to be Wendy Smith for doing the karaoke. And thank you, Shannon, for singing so brilliantly, man.
Thank you as well.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh. Oh, you just...
No, Chris, you can't take him home. He's taken.
You're all right. I'll just have a couple of bottles. And thank you to Charlotte's mum, Maria, and Charlotte Church, everybody, for inviting us down in the first place. Thank you, Mum. Merry Christmas. I brought my mistletoe. We'll be having a snog later. It'll be just like the GQ after show party all over again, eh, Mum?
Love.
Good Lord.
She was in your dreams,
hanging off me like a scarf, she was. Unbelievable. What a snogger. Anyway, so you're going to sing for us?
I am.
Beautiful. Now, do you want us to stay quiet? Do you want us to join in?
Oh, I want you to shut up.
Right.
Or I'll go nuts.
So everyone's got to shut up, right?
Thank you. With the
Otherwise, Charlotte will go nuts, innit?
I go sick.
I know. It makes you sound like she's from Pakistan when I do the accent, but you know. Okay, so Charlotte, when you're in, what song are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and I'd just like to say thank you very much for spending Christmas Day with us, Chris.
We've loved it. Thank you very much.
Absolutely thrilled to have you here, and Merry Christmas to everyone listening.
Merry Christmas to you, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Our little gift to you on this Christmas Day morning is the beautiful Miss. Miss Beautiful, Charlotte Church.
Tiny towns with their eyes all aglow.
our chest, ladies and gentlemen. How brilliant was that?
Superb.
So, listen, thank you very much. That was great. That was beautiful. I feel so festive now. I really do,
warm
Charlotte.
Warm and fuzzy again.
Hey?
Warm and fuzzy again.
Well, you know me. It could be the lager, to be quite honest with you. Have a great day. Merry Christmas, everybody. Goodbye for the Robin Hood in Cardiff.